Psilocybin and grief, the neuroscience of healing what cannot be fixed. Grief is supposed to end. That is the implicit contract. You hurt, you mourn, you slowly reconstruct. But for 7 to 10% of bereaved people, grief does not end. It loops. The mind returns compulsively to a person who is gone, runs simulations of their presence, then slams against absence. This is not weakness or insufficient processing. It is a neuroscientific event, and it is now a diagnosable disorder. In 2022, prolonged grief disorder, PGD, was added to the DSM-5-TR, the first new grief diagnosis in decades. Its defining feature is persistent, disabling yearning beyond 12 months post-loss, 6 months for children, accompanied by emotional numbness, identity disruption, and difficulty accepting the death. Antidepressants treat the serotonin system. PGD is not a serotonin problem. It is a default mode network problem. And that is why the field is looking at psilocybin. The neuroscience of stuck grief. The default mode network, DMN, is the brain's simulation engine. It constructs models of self, others, and the future. When you think about someone you love, the DMN runs a predictive simulation of that person, their voice, their habits, their presence in your world. Healthy grief involves the DMN updating its model, running the simulation, encountering absence, gradually revising predictions to reflect the new reality. In PGD, this update fails. Neuroimaging studies show chronic DMN hyperactivity. The grief simulation keeps running without completing. The brain spends metabolic resources constructing a person who is no longer there and cannot reconcile the simulation with reality. The result is not just sadness, but a cognitive predictive trap. Yearning, the simulation runs, then crash, absence is encountered, then yearning again, a loop with no exit. The neuroscience in one sentence. The brain is a prediction machine. Grief is the process of updating a model. Prolonged grief is what happens when the update stalls. Synthesized from Carhart-Harris and Friston, 2019. Complicating this, PGD also involves disrupted attachment neurobiology. The oxytocin system, which mediates bonding and social connection, is suppressed in prolonged grief states. The person is not just cognitively stuck. They are neurochemically isolated from the system that would normally help them process relational loss. Four mechanisms. How psilocybin may break the loop. 1. Rebus, flattening the grief prior. Carhart-Harris and Friston's rebus model, Relaxed Beliefs Under Psychedelics, 2019, offers the most compelling mechanistic account. Psilocybin acts on 5-HT2A receptors in cortical layer V neurons, temporarily reducing the precision weighting of high-level priors, the strong predictive beliefs that dominate cognition. In PGD, the dominant prior is the simulation of the lost person. Rebus suggests psilocybin flattens that prior's grip, creating a window in which the grief loop can relax, new predictions can form, and meaning-making can occur outside the stuck pattern. 2. Oxytocin surge and attachment reactivation. Roseman et al., 2019, demonstrated that psilocybin-occasioned mystical-type experiences correlate with significant oxytocin release. This is not a minor finding for grief. Oxytocin is the primary neurochemical of attachment, bonding, and social processing. The hypothesis is that a psilocybin-driven oxytocin surge could temporarily reopen the attachment circuitry that PGD has locked down, allowing the brain to process the relational loss rather than freeze in front of it. The person might feel the grief fully and move through it, rather than being stranded at its edge. Psychedelic states appear to enhance memory reconsolidation, the process by which retrieved memories are made temporarily malleable before being restored. In the context of grief, memories of the deceased may be retrieved during a psilocybin session in a state of reduced predictive rigidity, processed emotionally, and re-encoded with updated meaning. The memory does not disappear, but its emotional charge, the unresolved yearning, may complete its arc and integrate. Direct neuroimaging evidence shows psilocybin produces acute disintegration of DMN connectivity, followed by post-session reorganization. Studies using fMRI demonstrate that the rigid self-referential loops characteristic of depression and grief rumination are disrupted during the session and replaced by more flexible, integrated connectivity patterns in the days and weeks following. This DMN reset is measurable in bold signal changes and entropy metrics. Premium functional mushroom chocolate, precision dosed for daily ritual, neural support, and sustained cognitive performance. Lab tested, ceremony ready. What the evidence actually shows. The honest answer, there are no completed RCTs specifically for psilocybin-assisted therapy in PGD as of this writing. What exists is strong mechanistic rationale and extrapolated evidence from existential distress studies. The landmark work is Griffiths et al., 2016, published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology, using cancer patients with life-threatening diagnoses. 80% of participants showed clinically significant reductions in depression and anxiety. Most rated the experience among the most meaningful of their lives. The mystical type experience was the mediator, not the drug per se, but the drug-occasioned state. Agen Liebs et al., 2020, followed up the same cohort at 4.5 years. The effects held. This is extraordinary for any psychiatric intervention. Most drug effects decay within months. The persistence suggests that something was genuinely restructured, not merely suppressed. Roseman's 2019 work at Imperial College London specifically measured social-emotional processing during psilocybin experiences and identified the oxytocin attachment axis as a key pathway, directly relevant to grief's relational dimension in ways that cancer anxiety studies alone cannot capture. The gap? None of this is a grief trial. The PGD-specific work is nascent. A small number of open-label pilots are underway, but peer-reviewed evidence in bereaved populations remains thin. The mechanistic case is strong. The clinical case awaits replication. The therapeutic container. Why set and setting matter for grief? One finding that cuts across all psychedelic grief-adjacent research. The mystical experience is the mediator, not the molecule alone. A grief session is not a pharmacological intervention delivered in isolation. It requires trained therapists, prepared intention setting, the presence of symbolic or relational objects, and post-session integration work. Grief is a relational wound. The therapeutic container for psilocybin grief work must honor that, creating conditions where the lost person can be encountered symbolically, where the attachment can be felt and completed, where the brain's window of plasticity is met with skilled support rather than left to navigate alone. The MAPS and Johns Hopkins protocols both emphasize directive preparation, non-directive facilitation during the session, and structured integration across multiple post-session visits. For grief work specifically, this framework maps onto established grief therapy models, meaning reconstruction, continuing bonds theory, and complicated grief treatment developed by Scheer et al. The existing psilocybin literature skews toward cancer populations and adults with resources to access clinical trials. The populations with the highest rates of prolonged grief disorder, people who lost children, people bereaved by violence, people with complex trauma overlapping with loss, are largely absent from the research. This is not just an equity problem. It is a scientific gap. There is also the question of spiritual and cultural frames. Grief is not universally experienced as a disorder to be treated. Many indigenous and non-Western grief traditions involve ongoing relationship with the dead, a continuing bonds model. Any psilocybin grief protocol that imposes a Western meaning-making framework without cultural sensitivity risks doing harm in the name of healing. This has been OOTW Journal. For the full article with references and citations, visit ootjournal.com.